telling the guys last night, Nick and I stopped for dinner in Wentzville after the show. And, you know, it's the end of the day and you're just tired. Just want a little glass of wine, maybe a steak. And we had to move. Sorry. But we were put into a room with the Renaissance Fair actors. And you'd think that a long day of Renaissance fairing it up,
jousting,
you'd be ready to let go of it.
Sure.
Yeah. But it was just like,
owning it.
They were juggling and gesturing and
eating giant turkey legs.
Like, guys, you punch the clock.
Yeah. You're out. Take the rest of the night off.
You remember it's that? Remember that one time, Tone, when the Fab Four or 1964, whoever it was, wanted to be on the show. And I'm like, okay, I'll have them on the show with one condition. Just be you.
Yeah.
You can't be John Paul, George, and Ringo.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, God, what a relief. So get them in on the show. I just talked to them, and they're talking to me like this. And I'm like, so, Beatles tribute band, how'd you get this whole thing started? Oh, well, it's back in
John,
Liverpool.
John.
And I went to school with John. I'm like, you MFers. So you turned down a gig at the Renaissance Fair.
I did. Probably might have been one of the first years they ever played St. Louis or surrounding area, and I went out and did it. I was working at Casey, to give you an idea how strange that was. And we went out to the Renaissance Fair, and about 20 or 30 minutes of yees and yos and yows. And
yeah, they're always like, yo, yo, yo.
Yeah, that's yeah, pretty much.
I bet
much,
you
yeah.
hung with them for like 10 minutes, though.
Hey, they're paying me. I gave them, you know, what I could. Which
did you
was,
wear tights?
Did you? Huh? Did you?
We know he looks good in tights after wearing Trish Gazelle's pants.
That's right. That's right.
I was trying to think the other day, why did that happen? Like, what led to him putting on Trish's
pants? I made it
pants?
Happen, but I don't remember why.
Oh, because my pants were so loose.
Yes.
Trish's or tights, and you go, even these will be loose of my. And then,
right.
So, and Trish is running around with any pants on, so it was just a lovely day. So,
didn't come out right.
No, I know.
Want to do a
what
corner?
What a great day.
Sure. It's brought to you by Schnucks. Prices are falling and points are piling up at Schnucks. Download the Schnucks Reward app today. All right. I've got a shout out to start with for our buddy Chris LaRocca.
Hey, Chris.
Saw him today.
Good
what a,
dude.
What a good guy.
Yeah.
If he ran for president, I'd
let's
vote
let's get
for
that
him.
Started.
I honest to God, I don't even know what he stands for besides like chopped salads and nice little pizzas, but
well,
I
what do you need?
What's that's what I would vote for this guy in a heartbeat. I don't know if I ever told you that story. I'm having dinner with my wife and Paducah Joe.
Nice.
And we are over at is it Billy G's
or yeah Kirkwood?
Oh, Kirkwood. We're sitting there. We're having dinner, the three of us, and Chris is there having dinner there. And I just saw him, hey, Chris, how you doing? Pretty good. Good to see you, Mark, blah, blah, blah. And he leaves, and we get ready to pay. And the waiter person says, the gentleman over there paid for your dinner. Just
wow.
For all three of us. I mean, it was amazing. It just, you know, I liked him before that. I liked him a little more after he did it. But it's like, he's just.
I feel like he and I are less close now.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'll give you another prime example. He was just in our studio moments ago. Tim Azell. Is a good guy.
LaRocca Azell, 2020.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah, let him battle it out to who wants to be president.
Chopped
and vice.
Salad and coconut bras.
There you go, and we'll take them all the way to the White House. They're just, I don't know. I meet so many tools. It's nice when you find somebody that's a good guy or a good gal. It's just they're good people.
Do you meet a lot of tools?
Oh my God!
Really?
Oh,
yin
yeah.
yangs,
yin yangs, tools, swamp goats. You know,
swampers,
swampers, chuckleheads. Chuckle butts.
Do you remember the last yin yang you met?
Yes.
What was his name?
Oh, I didn't get his name. I'm just saying he was a
tell
person.
Us about it.
It was a person. I was in an event, and it was one of the station event, and the person was there, and he was like one of you.
Rocking talk- chair show.
Yeah. It was the lead singer from Rocking Chair. No, it's just a guy that was at an event, and he was real loud. And real out there, and just, and I saw him walk into conversations. People just keep interrupting their conversations. He was an a-hole. And it's like, they're everywhere. You can't get away from them. They are wall to wall. And that bothers me. So when somebody nice and a good guy like Chris or Tim come along, I'm all about it. So thank you, Chris and Tim, for being good guys. I'll vote for you.
We should start a Rockin' Chair tribute band.
That's not a half bad idea. But what I wanted to talk about, aside from that, was Al Fresco. We hip to Al Fresco?
Yeah, yes. We're humans. Okay.
Yes.
Some people aren't. Some people are.
I don't know who it is.
Although you say it like a name.
I know. It's
he did it on purpose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what are we talking
about? And it worked
now
on Zimmerman.
Right. Did. Oh.
He's got a used car lot out in South County. Al Fresco, and you say it, all the Al Fresco is when you eat outside. It's called dining outside.
Oh.
It's based on the Italian.
I really thought you meant Al Fresco.
Yeah. He carved you.
I don't know who that is.
But it's Italian, and it's in the cool. That's what it means. It makes every meal that much better. If it's a hot dog, if it's a full 5-course meal with wine at every course.
I agree with you up to 70 degrees. After that, it makes every meal worse.
Yes. It's all about weather.
Well, yeah. But I might go a little past 70. If, you know, humidity is down, 78.
My window for outdoor eating is tiny.
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 But what is it?
When you're in that window, probably 65 to 70 degrees.
And wow.
Yeah.
You may not even finish your meal.
Are you wearing a wrap or anything? I mean, that's a little chilly.
Maybe a sweatshirt.
Okay.
All right. A wrap.
So,
a shawl. Tony, get your shawl before
you
go outside.
Right. Hey, 70 degrees and
you
the sun's
hitting
you.
Don't want to get
a chill. A nice cardigan.
That's it. We did it today. I was al fresco today.
Where were you?
Crush Red, amazingly enough, with Drew Johnson.
Hey.
And he's
just dropping names.
I know, man.
I'm a name dropper.
No kidding.
And he bought lunch. Drew Johnson. What a nice guy.
Shout out to Drew Johnson.
Starting to see a pattern here.
Anybody buys me anything, you're my kind of guy. It's so delightful to be outside. It's not real loud like you get some time in restaurants. Today was a little chilly, maybe a wrap, but it was just, it was
Rach, you.
What's the point of the? I'm sorry, but like, what else do you have to say about it other than it's nice to eat outside sometimes?
You should do it more often.
I do it a decent amount.
You should do it more.
She's saying this isn't a radio segment.
No, this is an aside.
This is an aside to a conversation. Like when you're talking about eating.
When you're like, oh, telling a story about Drew, we ate outside. Ugh,
not on the
outside.
Radio.
Oh, yes, it's great. The end.
Where you're being paid to do it. And then you go, you know what I love? I love eating outside. And then someone goes, oh, God, me too. And then you move on to something else.
Right. But see, what's happening here is you're missing the main thrust of the story.
Which is?
We need to concentrate on positive things. We need to be more positive. To stay away from the yin-yangs and be just, it's little things like that.
Don't sweat the small stuff.
Don't sweat. When I ate outside today, I wasn't in a great mood to start. But then Chris LaRocca came by.
You had to meet Drew Johnson's dumbass.
Yep.
So the
then
think
he
tank
bought,
is coming up.
Then he bought. Then the weather was perfect.
I promise we have better content.
Then I had
I swear to God on that.
Didn't have to wear a shawl. It was all good.